Good evening, brothers and sisters. Or afternoon, I think it is.
下午好, 弟兄姊妹们,
it's good to be with you again.
非常好和弟兄姊妹在一起。
And our prayer is that the Lord will speak a fresh and living word to us.
我是祷告神可以向我们说非常新鲜的话语。
Unless the Lord speaks, there's no use for me to speak and Larry to translate.
除非神说话，我们说话的、翻译的都没有用处。Our
burden is that the Lord Himself would speak to us.
我们的负担就是神自己向我们说话。He's
able to do that.
他是完全有能力这样做。Through
the weakest vessel.
可以用最软弱的器皿。Because
His words, they're alive.
因为他的话是活的。Let's
just read a few verses to begin.
我们一起读些圣经开始。
This has been our theme verse for the weekend, Romans 4:21.
这是我们这次周末聚会的主题经文，在罗马书4:21.
And it's speaking of Abraham.
是讲到亚伯拉罕。
And it says, "And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able also to do."
这里讲到。 且满心相信神所应许的必能成就。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
再翻到彼得后书。
This is a verses that you're also familiar with. Chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章, 大家都很熟悉的。
Verses 3 and 4.
第三、第四节。
As His divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us by glory and virtue.
神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Through which He has given to us the greatest and precious promises. Through these we may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Turn to another familiar verse in Ephesians chapter 3.
在另一处我们熟悉的，在以弗所书的第三章。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote.
这里使徒保罗这样讲,
But to him that is able to do far exceedingly above all we ask or think, according to the power which works in us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切, 超过我们所求所想的。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
在哥林多前书的第一章第九节。
1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, Paul writing to the Corinthian church said this.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节，保罗向哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹这样讲。
God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。And
finally we'll read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章第24节。
He is faithful who calls you, who will also perform it.
那招你的是信实的。
1 Thessalonians 5:24, chapter 5. I can't read Larry's Bible. I have trouble. Is it not right, brother? Did I mess up? 1 Thessalonians 5:24. First Thessalonians 5:24. He is faithful who calls you, who will also perform it.
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we're so thankful we could come together again in your presence. And we tell you again as we come, we're in absolute dependence on you. Lord, unless you speak, there's no real value in this time. We may understand some more words. We may even get clearer on some more doctrine. But that living word will not penetrate our heart and change us from inside out. So Lord, we're telling you, the one who has the words of eternal life, the one whose words are spirit and life, to speak again to us in a fresh way. For we ask this together in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've been looking at this theme I've taken from Romans 4:21. It's a phrase that came alive to me at the end of last year, in the beginning of this year. And that phrase concerns Abraham and his walk. And the Apostle Paul understood something by revelation that set Abraham apart. He was the only one, the Apostle Paul, who said this about Abraham. And from the Spirit of God, he saw the difference in this man. And the difference in this man was he was fully persuaded. Brothers and sisters, I hope you don't think my burden is just to speak about faith this weekend. We could say many good things about faith. Many important things about faith. Many right things about faith. But my burden is that we go deeper than just faith. What distinguished Abraham was he was being fully persuaded. Gideon and his dear wife took some of us to lunch today. They finally figured out after me being here 12 years that I actually like Chinese food. I'm not sure what took you so long. So we went to dim sum. Did I say something wrong already? You just preach, brother. I'll nod my head. And when we were there,
我在那的时候,
Gideon said a little something to me.
他就给我说,
he said, you're talking about more than faith, right?
他说,
brothers and sisters, this is the tremendous theme of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹,
it's not just believing.
不只是信,
believing is important. And everyone that believes will have eternal life.
每一个相信的,
but this is about believing to the fullest. This is the kind of believing that takes hold of you. This is the kind of believing that takes your life and turns it inside out. And this is the kind of believing that at the end you are captive of the Lord Jesus.
这是那个信心可以使你到最终的时候可以完全被主所抓住。
This was the testimony of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的见证。
This is why he is called the father of faith.
这就是为什么亚伯拉罕称为信心之父。
Because he fully believed.
因为他完全相信。
And when you look at the word, it goes farther than that.
这话也神的话更多一些。
Also in Romans chapter 4, Paul understood this.
在罗马书四章保罗也这样 理解。
Pardon me, in Romans 14, chapter, verse 5.
在罗马书的十四章中第五节。
He said this about every man.
这里讲到他是讲到每一个人。
Every believer.
每一个相信神的人。
You are to be fully persuaded in your own mind.
你也应该在你的心里面坚定地相信。
He said this of Timothy, his son in the faith.
他也讲到在他信心中的儿子提摩太。
He said, thou hast been fully persuaded.
讲到你也应该确信，完全相信。
This is a very special phrase in the Bible.
这是在圣经中非常特别的字眼。
Brothers and sisters, this is my burden this weekend.
弟兄姊妹，这是我的负担。
That we go beyond just belief.
是讲到我们要超过信心。
That we come into this experience of believing to the utmost.
是讲到我们要经历到信，这信到那个最终。
This absolute assurance in God alone.
是在主里面对主的完全的信心。
This absolute abandonment upon God alone.
是把我们自己完全的和神连接在。
We also talked last night that this was Paul's testimony.
我们也讲到昨天晚上，这也是保罗的见证。
If you look at the word persuaded in the New Testament, it applies to the Apostle Paul more than any other person.
这在新约圣经中，你要看到深信这个字，常常是在保罗的身上。
And a favorite phrase of his, if you look into the word carefully, is I.Am persuaded.
是保罗他特别喜欢用的一个字，就是我深信。
This is to be our testimony.
这也应该是我们的见证。
He was fully persuaded.
他是满心相信。
I told the story at the end. It was a challenge.
我讲到一个故事，有一个挑战。
About the apostle Paul when he was on trial before King Agrippa.
讲到这个保罗，使得保罗在亚基帕王面前受审的事。
And so moving was his testimony.
他的这个见证是何等的这样真实。
So powerful was his testimony.
他见证非常的有能力。
That even this agent of Rome that was trying the apostle Paul said this.
甚至这个罗马的官都这样讲。
He said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian.
他说你几乎叫我做基督徒了。
And Paul said this.
保罗这样讲。
He said, I would to God. This is in 26, 29, I think. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am.
这里在使徒行传26章29节，保罗说，无论是少劝是多劝，我向神所求的，不但你一个人，就是今天一切听我的，都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这些锁链。
This was the secret of the Apostle Paul.
这是保罗的秘诀。
He said to that king at that moment, I am altogether persuaded.
他对亚基帕王说，我要你们也一起的和我一起相信。
This is what the Lord is after for every child of God.
这是神向每一个信他的儿女所要求的。
Not to have a weak faith.
不是有一个非常软弱的信心。
Not to have a lukewarm faith.
不是一个不冷不热的信心。
But in the end to say, I am being fully persuaded.
而是在最终我们说我们满心的相信。
Well, that's the burden.
这是我的负担。
You know I repeat myself, you get that, right?
你知道我常常会重复。
If I repeat, I hope it holds on.
我这样说的时候你可以记住。
Now tonight I want to offer a word of encouragement.
今天晚上我想和弟兄姊妹一起勉励。
What is the basis for our being fully persuaded?
我们满心相信的依据在哪里？
This is what we need to know.
这是我们要知道的。
What do we base it on?
我们的依据在哪里？
Is there anything we can base it on?
有什么我们可以作为依据的吗？
Is it just blind faith?
是我们的盲信吗？
Someone who preached to you, told you to believe, and that was enough?
是不是有些传道的告诉你就这样相信了？
Brothers and sisters, when you read the testimony of Abraham and Sarah, you find out that they based their being fully persuaded on certain things.
弟兄姊妹，当你读到亚伯拉罕、撒拉的故事的时候，你知道他们的相信是有依据的。
There were three things in particular they based their being fully persuaded on.
他们满心相信至少有三个方面的根据。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, this should be the same for us.
我相信这对我们也同样适用。
If we base our believing on anything else, we will surely fall.
若是我们把我们的依据放在别的事情上，我们就会失败。
But if we base our being fully believing upon these things, we shall surely stand.
若是我们和他们一样建立在这样的根基上，我们也一定能站立得住。
We will be able to stand in the worst circumstances.
我们可以在最坏的情况下仍然站立。
We will be able to stand in the most difficult time.
在最困难的时期，我们可以站立得住。
Because this being fully persuaded rests in something greater than ourselves.
因为我们满心相信，不是依靠我们，而是在我们之外的。
Turn back to Romans 4:21.
我们一起再翻到罗马书第四章。
And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able also to do.
二十一节，且满心相信神所应许的必能成就。
The first thing he said was this.
他首先说的是这样的一个事情。
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised.
是讲到他神所应许的。
Brothers and sisters, our being fully persuaded isn't based in our faith.
我们满心相信不只是我们的信心。
It's based on the unfailing one who has promised.
是那个不会失败的所应许的。
This was the secret of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的秘诀。
This is to be the secret of every believer.
这也是我们每一个信徒的秘诀。
Paul understood this.
保罗明白这一点。
You remember, Paul is presenting the gospel in its purest form in the book of Romans.
在罗马书，保罗讲到福音的时候是那样的纯正。
There's no more clear.
没有比这更清楚的。
There's no more powerful presentation of the gospel.
没有比这个圣经的表述更有能力的。
In the word of God than right here in the book of Romans.
在神的话中，这个福音在罗马书讲的非常。
And he saw this secret in Abraham.
他看到亚伯拉罕的这个秘诀。
And he saw what Abraham based that secret on.
他看到他的秘诀的根据在哪里。
And he's communicating to these believers.
他就把这个给信徒们讲明白
that this life of faith has to be based on these things alone.
我们的满心相信要建立在这些基础上。
Look at what it says earlier. It says in verse 20, I think, and hesitated not at the promise of God through unbelief.
在第二十节这样讲，心里没有起疑惑，没有不信。
But he found strength in faith, giving glory to God.
反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able also to do.
且满心相信神所应许的必能成就。
This is the key to being fully persuaded.
这是满心相信的一个关键。
This is the basis of being fully persuaded.
这是满心相信的根据。
This is the firm foundation being fully persuaded can be built upon.
这是满心相信所建立的那个稳固的根基。
There can be no other foundation.
那没有其他的根基。
Now you brothers and sisters know
弟兄姊妹们，你们知道
that I am a structural engineer. I have bored you with that numerous times.
你知道我讲过多次我是建筑这个结构的工程师。
I'll tell you a funny story.
我可以给你一个非常
My mother never figured out I was a structural engineer.
我的妈妈不知道这一点。
Every time she introduced me when she was alive and she died young, she said, "This is my son, the architect."
我的妈妈不了解，所以她在生前的时候介绍我的时候就说，我是一个建筑建筑师。
And I think I've told you this before.
我相信我已经告诉过大家。
I have spent a career.
我的整个的这个工作。
Designing foundations.
是来设计这个根基的。
I know what you can base something on.
可以使这个建筑能够有根基。
And if you think about it, I want to make it simple. I don't want you to think structural engineers are too smart, by the way.
我不想你小看那个建筑工程师。
There are only two types of foundation.
只有两种的根基。
I will give you an honorary degree in structural engineering at the end of this.
我讲完以后可以把证书给你。
There are unstable foundations.
一个是没有不就是不坚固的根基。
And there's stable foundations.
有一个是坚固的根基。
That's all it is.
只有两种。
I hope I haven't designed any unstable foundations.
我不希望我设计过任何不坚固的根基。
But I have investigated hundreds of them.
但是我却曾经调查过很多不坚固的根基。
Something that was entirely inadequate to support the burden of the building.
很多没有办法支撑建筑上面的这些的。
And what we're dealing with is something entirely inadequate to support this living faith.
我们所讲的就是我们的信心也需要有一个非常坚固的根基。
And you can break foundations into two more things, by the way.
你也可以把这个根基翻成另外两个。
I'm taking you to the master's level now. Just stay with me.
现在是讲的就比较高深的建筑。
There are shallow foundations.
有一个比较浅的根基。
I mean, the very word of it sounds unspiritual, doesn't it?
这好像听起来就不是很属灵。
Can you imagine if your testimony was, "I have a shallow faith"?
说你的见证是在一个非常浅薄的根基上，不好听的。
These things are just adequate enough to support the very part of the load that's on them.
有些的根基呢，只是能够仅仅能够支撑。
Most buildings.
所以大部分的
including this building,
甚至这个我们现在在所在的建筑
are on shallow foundation,
是这个比较浅的根基。
But then there's something else.
但是有一些的建筑
there are deep foundations,
有非常深的根基。
There are only two types.
只有两种。
And deep foundations are of many different kinds.
在这个非常深的根基有很多不同的。
I'm not going to bore you with all that.
我不想讲太多。
But the deepest and the most expensive foundations are the foundations that go to the bedrock.
是这个最深的这个根基能够建入到这个整个的最下面底层下面的这个岩石。
We design those on very few buildings.
我们不常建筑根基能够建筑那么深。
Because they're too costly.
因为非常的昂贵。
Think of it.
想想。
This is what we base being fully persuaded upon.
这是我们要满心相信应该建在这样的根基上。
We have the deepest foundation in the Lord Jesus.
我们在主耶稣基督里就找到这个最深的根基。
It goes through all the unstable layers.
是把所有的这些不确定的或者不稳
定的都看过。And it goes right down to the bedrock.
而进到这个最坚固的这个岩石上。
You know the Lord Jesus used this analogy, don't you?
你知道主耶稣也用这样的比方。
You remember when he spoke in the Bible and he said, it's like a man who builds his house upon the sand.
因为他讲到主耶稣讲到这样的有些人建筑建在这沙土之上。
And the storms come, and the wind comes, and the flood comes.
当这些有风暴、有风吹雨淋的时候
，and that house falls.
这个房屋就倒塌了。
Because it's not based upon a stable foundation.
因为它没有建立在这个稳固的根基上。
And then he gave the exact opposite.
他又讲出那个反面的情况。
He said the wise person.He has a different kind of foundation.
聪明的建筑工就坐在不同的根基上。
He said it goes down and it bears upon the rock.
讲到他建立在这个磐石之上。
And the winds come，
这个风吹。
And the storm comes，
雨淋。
And the rain comes，
风吹雨打。
And the building is unharmed，
这个房子没有任何的倒塌的迹象。
This is how important it is to be founded upon a stable foundation。
这就是为什么建筑在这个稳固的根基上是何等重要。
And that's the only thing，
这是唯一的一件事情
，that can result in being fully persuaded，
能使我们满心的相信。
So the first thing Abraham saw was he hath promised。
所以亚伯拉罕第一件事情看到的就是神所应许的。
Brothers and sisters, everything in the Christian life is based upon what he has promised。
弟兄姊妹，我们每一件的基督徒的生命都是在于神的应许。
Now Larry might be a nice guy, and I think he is, by the way.
我也可能比较友好。
And some people even might think I'm a nice guy.
有些人也认为我们弟兄也很友好。
But you cannot rely upon Larry's or my promises fully.
但是你不能够来根据在我们的这个友好上。
Brothers and sisters, this was the secret of Abraham.
这就是亚伯拉罕的秘诀。
Paul saw it.
保罗看到了。
And it became part of his eternal message in Romans.
这就成为他在罗马书中的信息。
He that promised is the word.
他神所应许的。
I think this is so important.
这是何等的重要。
Listen to what it says in Hebrews 8 verse 6.
我们读到这个希伯来书的第八章的时候。
This is about the whole New Testament, by the way.
这是整个的新约圣经都这样讲到。
But now he has got a more excellent ministry.
这里讲到更多的方面。
Of course, that's speaking of the Lord Jesus.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的。
By so much more, he is mediator of a better covenant.
正如他做更美之约的中保。
Listen to this.
我们听这一点。
Which is established on the footing of better promises.
这约原是凭更美之约应许立的。
Founded upon better promises.
是在这个更美之约应许中所立的。
That's the key of being fully persuaded.
这是整个的我们满心相信的根据。
He has promised.
他已经应许了。
But not only that.
不只是这些。
The word goes even further with encouragement.
这话讲得更深的。
Look at 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20.
在哥林多后书第一章第二十节。
I think you know this verse.
我相信大家都熟悉这一节经文。
2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. For whatever promises of God there are, in him is yea, and in him the amen, for the glory of God by us.
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
Isn't that tremendous?
这是不是非常的了不起？
What he tells us is all of his promises that we can found our life upon are yes and amen.
这是我们人生所依据的这些应许都是我们可以可靠的。
I suppose if you were writing that verse, you might say yes or no.
你也可能讲到基督的所有的应许不一定都是是的。
I suppose in our weak faith, if I was writing that verse, I might say yes and maybe.
我若是信心软弱，可能讲的时候就说有些是是，有些不一定。
But his promises are so grand, they are yes and amen.
但是他的应许每一个都是是的，都是实在的。
This is the secret the Apostle Paul shared.
这是使徒保罗所讲的这个秘诀。
Let's look at another few verses we read in the beginning.
我们再读一下我们开始读的几节圣经。
Second Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
彼得后书的第一章的第三四节。
It says this.
这样讲。
According as His divine power
是讲到是 神的神能以将一切关乎生命敬虔的事。Brothers
and sisters, what is our faith often based in?
我们的信心到底根据在哪里？
In our own power to believe.
是我们自己的能力吗？
Peter wrote the most powerful thing. It's according to his divine power.
是讲到他的神能。
Isn't that tremendous?
这是不是非常了不起？
That is the secret of the Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生活的秘诀。
I tell people this all the time, and you've heard it before.
你可能听我讲过, 我常常这样讲。
Living the Christian life for you is impossible.
你自己过基督徒生活是不可能的。
For me to live the Christian life is impossible.
我来过自己过基督徒生活也是不可能的。
The only way we can live the Christian life is through another life.
我们之所以能够过基督徒生活是用着另一个的生命。
And it's through His divine power that we live the Christian life.
是用到神的神能来过这个基督徒的生活。
Okay, we must continue with these verses.
我们继续读的时候。
It says, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
你将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
I remember one day reading this verse.
我记得我有一天读这件圣经。
And I remember this phrase, all things that pertain to life and godliness came alive to me.
我读的时候，这里讲到一切关乎生命和前进的事的时候，就眼前一亮。Brothers
and sisters, do you understand the scope of all things?
你知道这里讲到的一切是讲的多少事情？
Now, if I were writing this verse, I might be tempted to say some things that pertain to life and to godliness.
若是我写这些新闻，我可以说有些关乎生命和前进的事。
But so great are His promises that it states He gave us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
但是因为他的应许是何等的。
Says, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. And here's the punchline. Do you know what that means when you say, here's the punchline? Here's the point the Apostle Peter was making to this beleaguered remnant to buoy them up in the Lord.
这里就是彼得在对这些渔民所讲的一个非常关键的点。
To encourage them to be faithful right to the end.
来鼓励他们能够忠心到底。
Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Think of it, he could just say, are given to us God's promises.
他可以直接说神给我们的应许。
But Peter couldn't help himself.
但是彼得不能够,
and the Holy Spirit enlarged the scope of these promises in his mind.
这圣灵就让他里面有个看见是又大的。
And the Holy Spirit compelled him to write exceeding great and precious promises.
圣灵就让他写到是将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
And it can't get any better, it seems, when you read this verse.
你读的时候就知道这是最好的了。
But he says that by these you may be partakers of the divine nature.
叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗?
Do you know what that means?
你知道这是什么意思吗?
God has enabled us to partake of His very life.
这里讲到神使我们可以和他的生命有关系。
When we believed in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信耶稣基督的时候,
He became our life.
他成为我们的生命。
And when the Holy Spirit came and took up residence in you,
当圣灵进到我们里面,住在我们里面的时候,
you became the dwelling place of God.
你成为神居住的所在。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗?
Could a Christian ask for anything more?
基督徒能要求更多的吗?
I remember when my oldest went to college.
当我的最大的儿子出去读书的时候,
in the dormitory, he became a resident assistant.
他在他所住的这个宿舍呢，就成为这个帮助那些学生的人。
I know, because I had to pay for school.
我知道这一点。
And I know because they put a sign on his door, his dorm room, that said resident assistant.
我知道，因为他的房间就贴着这样一个来帮助宿舍的这样的一个助手的职位。
But brothers and sisters, think about it.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想。
God has taken up residence in you, God Himself.
神自己就住在你的里面。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
And you have become a partaker of the divine nature.
你就与神的性情有份。
It's no wonder that Peter said these are exceeding great and precious promises.
难怪彼得说这是又宝贵又极大的应许。
Brothers and sisters, this is the whole package of the Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，我们的基督徒生命是一个完整的。
Could you ask any more?
你能再要更多的吗?
Could you dream of anything more?
你能够想象或者是梦想更好的吗?
This is how we live the Christian life.
这是我们如何来过基督徒生活的吗?
Abraham was on to something.
亚伯拉罕他沿着这个路走。
He knew what to base his believing in.
他知道这个信心的根基在哪里。
It was upon He that promised.
是在神那位应许者。
This is tremendous.
这是何等了不起。
This is what it means in Colossians 1 verse 27.
这是加拉太书第一章第27节所说的。
It talks about the mystery which has been hidden from the ages.
这是讲到这个奥秘是隐藏了。 在万世以前就隐藏的。
And it talks about Christ in you, the hope of glory.
是讲到基督在你里面荣耀的盼望。
Isn't this tremendous?
这是不是非常了不起?
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
This is the mystery that has been hidden from creation.
就是在创立世界以前所隐藏的奥秘。
Yet this is the reality of every believer.
但是这却是每一位信徒的实际。
And because of this, every believer can be fully persuaded.
因为这样，所以每一个信徒都可以满心相信。
This is the great reason.
这是这个最大的原因。
He has promised.
他所应许的。
You know, I may have told this story before.
我可能以前讲过这个故事。
If I did, you can take a nap and I'll pick up with you in a moment.
你要听过的话，你可以打个盹。
It is one of my favorite stories.
是我很喜欢的故事。
But this dear old pastor went to visit this 85-year-old lady.
有一个这样的牧师去访问一个年长的姊妹。
He thought he was there to encourage her, believe it or not.
他到那儿去觉得是来这个鼓励这位年长的姊妹。
And I guess being 85 and being older, she moved a little slow.
这个85岁的年长的姊妹动作比较缓慢。
So he was waiting in the room for her to come into the room.
他在屋里等这个年长的姊妹。
And he noticed her Bible on the table.
他就看到在桌子上有他的圣经。
And he peeked in her Bible.
他就来看了一下他的圣经。
And he saw on page after page two letters.
每一页都圣经上都写着两个字。
One was T, the letter T.
一个是这个英文字母的T。
And one was the letter P, like my last name.
另一个就是字母P。
And of course he couldn't stand the curiosity.
所以他就没有办法抑制他的这样的好奇心。
He said, Dear madam, I noticed in your Bible, by the way, I took a look in your Bible while I was waiting for you.
他说我等你的时候我就非常好奇看到你圣经上。
And I noticed all these letters, T and P.
我就看到到处都是T和P。
Could you please tell me what those mean?
你能给我讲一下是什么意思吗?
She said, I'll tell you.
他说我可以告诉你。
She said, they are all the promises of God that I have discovered through the Word of God.
这是我在神的话语中发现的所有的神的应许。
Exceeding great and precious promises.
是那个又极大又宝贵的应许。
She said, T means this one I've tried.
这个字母 T 说的是我已经试过了这个。
And P means this one I've proved.
这个 P 所代表的就是我已经证明这个应许。
I have proved it to be true.
我已经证明这个应许是真实的。
That man went away, not the encourager, but the encouraged one.
这个牧师就被鼓励，而不是来鼓励别人的人。
Have you seen these exceeding great and precious promises?
你有没有看到神这个极大又宝贵的应许呢？
This is the only thing you can base your living faith on.
这是你活的信心所根据的地方。
I think of one of the great promises in the Bible.
在圣经中有很多的极大的应许。
Luke 24 verse 49.
比方说在路加福音第二十四章二十九节。
This is what the Lord Jesus said near the end of his ministry.
这是主在地上的时候靠近他最后的时候的这样的话。
And behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but do ye remain in the city till you have been clothed with power from on high.24:49
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
What a tremendous promise.
这是何等大的应许。
I will put power in you.
我要把能力降在你身上。
It's repeated again at the beginning of the book of Acts.
是在使徒行传的开始也这样重复。
Go wait until you receive the promise of the Father.
是要等到这个父所应许的圣灵降下。
This is the only way we can live the Christian life.
这是我们唯一的能够过基督徒生活的。
And then it says a striking thing in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传中这样讲。
This promise is to you.
这个应许是给你的
and to your children
是给你的 子孙
and all that come after
是你的子子孙孙
This is the great promise of the Father
这是父的应许极大的应许
Two things are absolutely inseparably linked
有两个不可分割的事情
This thing of being fully persuaded
一个就是满心相信
And the promises of God.
是讲到神的应许。
Just remember that single phrase that Abraham knew as a secret. He hath promised.
讲到亚伯拉罕的秘诀就是神所应许的。
It's not I that promise you.
不是我所应许的。
Or Larry that promises you.
也不是他所应许的。
Or even freedom that promises you.
或者是朱弟兄应许的。
It is God Himself.
是神自己。
There's another promise, I think, a tremendous promise in the Bible.
另一个极大的应许在圣经中。
It's in 1 John chapter 2, verse 25.
在约翰一书的第二章第二十五节。
And this is the promise which He has promised us, life eternal.
就是他所应许的是永生。
There's a special phrase John had in his epistles.
在约翰的书信中他特别用到一个字。
He didn't just call it eternal life.
他不是讲到只是说永生。
If you read John's epistle, he called it the eternal life.
在约翰的书信中他是讲到那个永生。
There's an emphasis.
是有一个强调。
There's an article before it.
在这个前面有一个强调的字
The eternal life is the Lord Jesus himself
这个永生就是主耶稣基督自己
This was the promises of God
这是神的应许
You might want to look at that little card I gave you by Charles Wesley right there and see if, This is what Charles Wesley said I found this recently and it so encouraged me
这里有一个弟兄叫查理·威斯利弟兄。
He said these few words.
他这样讲道。
Faith, mighty faith, the promise sees.
就是信心，应许所看到的这个信心，极大的信心。
And rest on that alone.
是要把我们要建立在这个的根基之上。
Listen to what he said.
他这样讲。
Laughs at impossibilities.
要嘲笑那些不可能的事情
and says it shall be done
要说这一切都要成就
here is one that's fully persuaded
这是一个满心相信的人
brothers and sisters how tremendous this is
弟兄姊妹这是何等了不起
what a firm foundation this is
这是何等稳固的根基
he hath promised
他应许了。
Another thing about the promises of God.
另一件神的应许的事情。
They are unchangeable and they are unfailing.
他不会失败也不会改变。
Now I don't think you've discovered this much in the world.
我可能在这个圣经上不能找到很多。
Things that are unchangeable and unfailing.
就是在世上没有不可能找到不改变或者不失败的事情。
You know the reason his promises are unchangeable?
你知道这个神的应许之所以不改变。
Because God said, I am the God that changes not.
因为神他自己说他是不改变的神。
You know, some people see me after a few years and say, my, how you've changed.
有些人看到我几年以后就说你改变了很多。
I usually think they're looking at my waistline.
还可能看到我的腰变粗了。
But thank God he never changes.
但是感谢神他永不改变。
He cannot change.
他不能够改变。
Because he is the unchangeable God.
因为他是不改变的神。
And he does not fail.
他也不会失败。
Because he's the unfailing God.
因为他是不失败的神。
How great this is.
这是何等大的事情
How encouraging this is
这是何等使我们受激励的事
How tremendous this is
这是何等了不起的大事
Let me get you to turn to Hebrews We will read a few verses
我们再回到希伯来书
Hebrews chapter 6 I know you know these verses
第六章大家也都比较熟悉
Hebrews 6 verse 13
13节
For God having promised to Abraham, notice the theme, will you please?
当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，这里又讲到这个我们所的主题。
Since he had no one greater to swear by, swore by himself, saying, Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply.
因为没有比自己更大可以指着起誓的就指着自己起誓说论福我必赐大福给你论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来
And thus having had long patience he got the promise
这样亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐就得了所应许的
Look at verse 17 to 19
17到19节
Wherein God willing to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the unchangeableness of his purpose intervened by an oath.
照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的就起誓为证。
That by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie,
借这两件不更改的事神绝不能说谎
We might have strong encouragement who hath fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us
好叫我们这逃往避难所吃定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励
Which we have as an anchor of the soul both secure and firm
我们有这指望如同灵魂的锚又坚固又牢靠且通入幔内
Brothers and sisters two unchangeable things
弟兄姊妹两件不更改的事
One is his oath
是他所起誓的是一件
It says of Abraham when he could swear by no one greater he swore by himself.
就是神指着他自己来启示。
And it says he promised.
在讲他应许。
So his oath and his promise are two unchangeable things.
是讲的他那个启示和他的应许是两件不更改的事。
And it goes even more than that.
并且
It says that it is impossible for God to lie.
也讲到神绝不能说谎。
Now you may think, I'm a good person, but I'll tell you a little secret. It's possible for me to lie.
你可能觉得我是个好人，但是我告诉你，我是很可能说谎的。
And you know, I believe it's possible for you to lie.
我也相信你也可能说谎。
Often we live a lie.
有时候我们常常会说谎。
That's what it means to be a hypocrite.
这里是讲为什么我们是这个两面不合的人，就是因为我们。
We act like we're something that we're not.
我们常常做的是我们所行出来的，不是我们所是的。
But listen to these words of eternal encouragement.
这里讲到的话是何等给我们有永远的鼓励。
It is impossible for God to lie.
神绝不能说谎。
This is what we can base our being fully persuaded on.
这是我们满心相信的另一个的根基。
This, the writer of Hebrews goes on to say, so that, he keeps going by the way, he says, so that we might have strong encouragement.
这里希伯来书说说我们可以大得勉励借着这些事。
Isn't this tremendous?
这是不是非常了不起？
Brothers and sisters, he goes on further.
他继续这样讲。
He says this is an anchor for the soul.
他讲的这是灵魂的锚。
This is an anchor that cannot fail.
这是这个锚是不能够失败的。
Upon this alone rest our faith.
能够把我们的信心建立在这上面。
In Hebrews 10 verse 23 it says this.
在希伯来书十章第二十三节这样讲。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope unwavering.
这讲的也要坚守我们所承认的指望不致摇动。
Now I don't know about you,
我不知道你怎样。
But it's hard for me to be unwavering.
对我来说不知摇动非常难。
But he goes on to explain it.
这里又讲到。
For he is faithful who has promised.
因为那应许我们的是信实的。
There's a favorite hymn of mine.
这里有一个我所非常喜欢的这个诗歌。
I remember when I was first saved like it was yesterday.
我记得我当初刚得救的时候好像昨天一样的事情。
And brothers and sisters, I didn't have any Christian upbringing.
我没有这个基督徒的背景。
But I remember when I was saved, I was immediately taken to a Bible study that week.
我那刚得救的时候就被人带到去查经的聚会。
And they said to me, turn to Genesis 1 verse 1.
有人就说翻到创世纪第一章第一节。
And I thought, what on earth are they talking about?
我说他们讲什么呢？
Someone had to show me in the Bible, that was a book in the Bible, and that was how they do chapter and verse. I didn't even know that.
甚至我都不知道他怎么讲的这个创世纪第一章第一节是圣经中的。
And I remember being gloriously saved and the hymns were alive to me.
我记得我得救的时候有一首诗歌对我有很大的帮助。
And there was one hymn standing on the promises of Christ.
一首歌就讲到是要站在基督的应许上。
And I remember the week we were saved, we sang that hymn over and over again.
我记得那一周我得救的时候我就不停地在唱这首诗歌。
And it says this in the second verse.
在第二段的时候这样讲。
Standing on the promises that cannot fail.
是讲到我们要站在不失败的应许上。
When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail.
我们所面对的这些疑惑或者是惧怕像这个暴风雨 来袭的时候。
By the living word of God, I shall prevail.
靠着神的活的话语，我们可以战胜。
Standing on the promises of God.
站在神的应许上。
I think you know this song, right?
我知道大家都知道这首诗歌。
What powerful encouragement that is.
这是何等有能力的这样的鼓励。
But Abraham knew a second thing.
亚伯拉罕知道另一件事情。
Look back at Romans 4:21.
再回到罗马书的第四章的第二十一节。
It says, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able also to do.
这讲到且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
He is able.
他能够做成。
Not only he has promised,
不仅他应许。
But the second thing we can base our being fully persuaded upon is this.
满心相信另一个的根据是这样的。
He is able.
他有能力。
It's not the one to whom the promise is made is able.
不是那个所得到应许的人有能力。
But the promiser is able.
那个应许者有能力。
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
我以前说过，我现在再继续重复。
It is impossible to live the Christian life.
我们不能靠自己过基督徒的生活。
But the good news is he is able.
但是好消息是神能。
And the good news is his life is in us.
好消息是他的生命在我们里面。
Aren't you glad that Abraham didn't say, I am able?
你是不是很高兴亚伯拉罕没有说我能够。
Oh, by the way, let me introduce to you Isaac. Let me introduce the son he had for, the, for his...
Esau.
Yeah. Think of it. Let me introduce him to you. Look at your failure. But look at this, Abraham. He is able.
这里讲到亚伯拉罕说他是说神能够。
You remember he said, let Esau live before you.
他讲到这个让以扫 来到你面前。
This is such a powerful thing.
这是何等有能力的事情。
I remember one night I was leading the prayer meeting.
我记得有一天我是在带这个祷告会。
And I was waiting before the Lord for a word of encouragement for the saints.
我在神面前等候神向我说话。
And we had many difficult things to pray about that night in the corporate prayer meeting.
在我们聚会的这个祷告中有非常多的需要祷告的事项。
You do know what I mean when I say the corporate prayer meeting.
你知道这个教会的祷告会是什么意思吗？
The corporate prayer meeting is when the church comes together and prays together.
是讲到教会弟兄姊妹来到一起一起祷告。
I remember one fellow was hearing me speak one time. He said, are you talking about a company, your company, corporate?
你有一个弟兄就问你说这个集体的祷告的时候你这个集体是不是意思你的公司啊？
And I was waiting upon a word from the Lord for that meeting.
我在神面前要得到他的话向弟兄姊妹有鼓励。
And this word in Ephesians 3:20 came alive to me.
在以弗所书第三章的第二十节就来到我的里面。
The Holy Spirit breathes life into this verse.
圣灵就让这句话成为活的在我的里面。
Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
This was Abraham's confidence.
这是亚伯拉罕的信心。
I do hope this is not all fuzzy and cloudy to you still.
这不是我希望大家这些不对你不是模糊的。
The basis of his faith rested in someone else.
他的信心的根基是在别的事情上。
And he believed the one who promised he was able.
那位应许的必能成就。
And I told the brothers and sisters, we're facing these impossible situations to pray about.
我就 给弟兄姊妹在一起的时候就面对很多非常难的事情。
They're overwhelming.
使得我们没有办法好像自己能应付。
But then I reminded them of this three-word phrase.
但是我提醒弟兄姊妹这样的一个字。
Whenever you come to pray,
当你任何时候来到祷告的时候,
keep these three words before you.
把这三个字记在心里。
He is able.
他是有能力的。
And not only is he able,
不光是他是有能力的。
You know, sometimes people say, I'm barely able.
有些人他是说我勉强可以。
But the Apostle Paul said he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or think.
但是使徒保罗在这讲的他的能力是大力，并且呢是充充足足的成就一切。
That's the King James Version.
这是坚定版的这个圣经的。
My version says exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or even imagine.
这里讲的充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Brothers and sisters, how tremendous that is.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等了不起。
What wonderful encouragement.
何等大的对我们的勉励。
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or think.
充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
He didn't rely, Abraham, upon his own strength.
亚伯拉罕不能够靠自己的能力。
He relied upon the one who was able.
他所靠的是那个有能力的神。
You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to John the Baptist.
有一次，法利赛人和撒都该人来到这些的文士面前。
They were hypocrites indeed.
他们是非常假冒为善的人。
You remember what John said to them?
他来到约翰面前,
he said, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance.
是要拿出果子来与你悔改的心相称。
And they said, our father's Abraham.
像亚伯拉罕, 我们的父,
and John said, God is able of these stones to raise up sons to Abraham.
约翰说,
That was the encouragement.
这是勉励。
Brothers and sisters, that should be our encouragement.
这也是我们对我们的勉励。
Upon this, our faith can be unmovable.
在这个根基上，我们的信心就不能动摇。
And fully persuaded.
满心相信。
When he spoke, Paul spoke of the mystery of Israel in Romans 11.
保罗在罗马书第11章中讲到这个以色列人的历史的时候。
He, you know how they failed.
讲到他们的失败,
Paul said this.
保罗这样讲,
and they too, if they abide not in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. Oh, sorry, brother. 11:23.
在23节中讲, 而且他们若不是长久不信, 仍要被接上。
So you can tell the difference between a computer man and an old engineer. I have paper, and he has this fancy tablet. This is amazing.
我们弟兄用的是这个纸的圣经, 我是用的这个 iPad.
iPad. There you go. I actually have an iPad. I want you to know that, brother. I do. And in Romans 14:4, he was speaking of a weak brother.
罗马书的第14章第4节讲到,
and he said, who art thou to judge another man's servant?
你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢?
To his own master he stands or falls.
他或站立或跌倒自有他的主人在。
Yea, he shall be able to stand because God is able to make him stand.
而且他也必要站住, 因为主能使他站住。
This was the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
这是保罗, 使徒保罗的见证。
You remember when he said, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that deposit I've committed to him against that day?
因为他说, 我深信我所交托给神的, 神必能保全到底。
That was Paul's whole understanding.
这是保罗所见证的。
I am persuaded.
我深信。
He is able.
他能够。
Now I am able.
不是我能够。
Upon this our faith alone should rest.
因为我们的信心能够应该建立在这样的基础上。
Hebrews 2:18 said he's even able to keep us from every temptation.
希伯来书二章十八节讲的，他也可以使得我们能够胜过一切的这样的试探。
And the greatest encouragement comes from Hebrews 7 verse 25.
在希伯来书第七章第二十五节中这样讲。
It says, wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost.
他就能够拯救我们到底。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
Not save partially.
不是部分得救。
But these three great words, he is able to save to the uttermost.
他这里讲到是他能够拯救我们到底。
This should be our encouragement.
这是我们的勉励。
There's one more word.
另一点。
There's one more phrase.
另一个词。
It is the phrase, he is faithful.
是讲到他是信实的。
Upon this alone should our confidence rest.
就把我们的信心放在他是信实的上面。
It's not that we are faithful.
不是我们有信。
As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul wrote,
保罗，使徒保罗这样讲。
He said, when we are unfaithful, he remains faithful still, for he cannot deny himself.
我们常常失信，但是他永不失信，因为他不能背乎自己。
But this was a third secret of Abraham and Sarah.
这是亚伯拉罕、撒拉的第三个秘诀。
Let me just read to you Hebrews 11 verse 11.
在希伯来书第十一章的十一节这样讲。
By faith also Sarah herself received strength for conception of seed, and beyond a seasonable age, since she counted him faithful who promised.
因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因她以为那应许她的是可信的。
This was the secret of Abraham and Sarah.
这是亚伯拉罕和撒拉的秘诀。
This was the threefold secret.
这是三步的这样的一个秘诀。
He hath promised.
他有应许。
He is able.
他是有能力的。
He is faithful.
他是可信的。
Upon this alone can our being fully persuaded rest.
建立在这个基础上，我们就可以满心相信。
We have been studying 1 Corinthians in Richmond.
我们在我们的 Richmond 的聚会中，我们一直在学习哥林多前书。
I think probably most of y'all are familiar with 1 Corinthians.
我们大家都比较熟悉哥林多前书。
It's a book of somewhat, to put it mildly, horrible circumstances.
我们知道这样书所说的情况并不好，非常不好的光景。
There is division.
有纷争。
There is a display of carnality almost unimaginable.
有那个不能想象的肉体的表现。
And there is almost unthinkable dark sin.
甚至有很多的我们不可能想到的一些非常恶的罪。
That was Corinth.
这是哥林多的情形。
A pretty dark place.
非常黑暗的地方。
And yet in those opening verses of 1 Corinthians, Paul ends with the most wonderful encouragement.
但是在哥林多前书开始的时候，保罗这样来说。
In chapter 1 verse 9, it says this, God is faithful, by whom you've been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
在第九节，神是第一章第九节，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同。
This is the secret, brothers and sisters.
这是那个秘诀。
If we can hold on to this single secret,
这是我们若是能够抓住这一个的秘诀的，
we will be those that are fully persuaded.
我们就可以满心的相信。
If we can see he is faithful,
我们能看到他是信实的。
This is the secret.
这是我们的秘诀。
I've written a note for Campbell Morgan. I was reading Campbell Morgan. I think all of you know Campbell Morgan.
大家都比较熟悉，有个弟兄叫 Campbell Morgan 弟兄。
Campbell Morgan was known as the Prince of Expositors.
哦，他是解经之王。
And he said this short word.
他这样讲道。
He said, "We shall devote this study to an understanding of this one verse."
我们应该来极力来了解这样的经节。
Because it is altogether too important to be hurried over.
这是因为它太重要了，我们不能够仓促而过。
And this was his word.
这是他的话。
He said, "This is the fundamental affirmation."
这是我们里面最根本的一个肯定
of the whole letter
是整个的这个书信。
He went on to say it is supreme
这是非常的非常重要的。
And all the letter from the beginning to the end
从信的开始到结束
is based upon the declarations made therein by the apostle
是。根基在是建立在刚才这个使徒保罗所说的这句话。
There is no more important phrase in the Bible than this phrase, He is faithful.
没有圣经中更重要的经节是讲到神是信实的。
This was the secret of Abraham and Sarah.
这是亚伯拉罕、撒拉的秘诀。
You know, there's a time in the Old Testament that's one of the darkest times.
在旧约圣经中有一段时间的是最黑暗的时期之一。
I don't know if you can imagine how dark it is.
我不知道你能不能想象那么黑暗。
But it was the time when God Himself chose to send His testimony into captivity.
就是讲到神把他的信息让我进到这个百姓当中。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗?
We often think of man and how they suffered in captivity, the children of Israel.
我们常常有知道这些被掳的百姓,以色列百姓被掳的时候的这样的他们的光景。
But can you imagine how it must have broken God's heart to take his testimony and send it into captivity?
但你能想象神把他自己的见证被仇敌掳去吗?
You remember it was the time he raised up the weeping prophet Jeremiah.
你知道那个时候他就兴起这个哀哭的先知耶利米。
And he told Jeremiah of all that would happen to Israel.
他就借着这个耶利米先知向以色列百姓说话。
And you remember that little book.
你记得那个有一卷书。
That Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, wrote the Lamentation.
你知道耶利米这位哀哭的先知写了一个书叫耶利米哀歌。
Brothers and sisters, in the darkest of hours,
在最黑暗的时期，弟兄姊妹们
，this was a word of encouragement that came to the people of God.
这就是神借着这个来勉励他的百姓们。
Chapter 3, verse 21 to 23.
第三章的第二十一、二十三节。
This I recall to heart, therefore have I hope.
我想起这事，心里就有指望。
It is of Jehovah's loving kindness we are not consumed.
我们不致消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱。
Because His compassions they fail not.
是因他的怜悯不知断绝。
They are new every morning.
每早晨这都是新的。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你的诚实极其广大。
Brothers and sisters, how tremendous those verses are.
弟兄姊妹，你想到这些的圣经是何等的宝贵。
These verses, just think about it, have comforted the saints down through the ages in the absolute most difficult periods.
这些神的话在历史历代在最艰苦的环境中对他的子民有极大的勉励。
I think of that hymn that was written.
我知道这有一个诗歌是这样写的。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你的诚实极其广大。
That verse that says, Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father.
那里讲到 你的信是极其广大, 我的天上的父,
there is no shadow of turning with thee.
在你没有转动的影儿,
thou changes not, thy compassions, they fail not.
你永不改变,
as thou hast been, forever thou shalt be.
你也是知道永远都是这样的。
You know, this amazing hymn was written by a brother that experienced great difficulty.
这首诗歌是有一个经历非常大难处的弟兄所写。
His name was Kenneth Obadiah Osbeck.
他是一个我们弟兄所提到的所写的。
He was uneducated.
他是没有受过什么教育。
He didn't have a high school education. He didn't have advanced training.
他没有什么很高的教育。
He became a teacher.
他成为一个老师。
In the little country schoolhouse that he only received his elementary education in.
他在一个乡下的一个小学校得到一些非常初等的教育。
He was gloriously saved.
但是他却被神所用。
But his health failed.
但是他的健康,
and he could no longer continue to preach. Later in life, he became a life insurance salesman. Right here in New Jersey. And yet this man discovered the faithfulness of God and penned this hymn which has comforted the hearts of believers for decades. How he learned something. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see.
每早晨都新鲜。
What is the basis of our being fully persuaded?
我们这个满心相信的根基到底在哪?
It is these three words.
是三件事。
He is faithful.
他是那个信实的。
This is the key.
这是关键。
Now I believe Brother Osbeck wasn't just a life insurance agent. I mean, Brother Osbeck was a life assurance expert.
这个Osbeck这个弟兄呢，是一个保证你生命的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, you can discover something about God that is tremendous, that will take you deeper no matter what your troubles or circumstances.
不管你的环境，你的困难是什么。
This is the secret Abraham and Sarah discovered. There are no greater words in the Bible than these three words. He is faithful.
神是信实的,
Do you believe it?
你相信吗?
If you really believe it,
若是你真正的相信,
you're on your way to being fully persuaded.
你就在走向这个满心相信的路上。
Have you seen that He hath promised? Have you seen these promises are so great and so unfailing?
你看到这些的应许那么的伟大，那么的。
That the only way to describe the depth of them is what Peter said, exceeding great and precious.
那表现这个的就是彼得所说的又宝贵又极大的应许。
Have you discovered the secret that He is able?
你有没有发现这个秘诀是他是有能力的那一个位?
This is how you become fully persuaded.
你借着这些就能满心的相信。
And at lastly, you discovered that supreme secret above every secret that is in the Bible. And that secret is when all else fails.
当所有的其他都失败的时候，这个秘诀就是
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the burden.
这是我的负担。
That is upon my heart.
是我心中的负担。
I hope this encourages you.
我希望这些能够对你有勉励。
That He knows us inside out.
他知道我们的里外。
Just think of what it says in Romans 8.
在罗马书第八章他讲到，
If God be for us,
若是神在，神与我们同在，
Who against us?
谁能抵挡我们呢？
How tremendous that is.
这是何等了不起的事情。
Well, may the Lord make these words living.
求主使这些话成为活的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we commit to you these thoughts.
主啊，我们把这些的话，这些思想都交到你的手中。
We pray the Holy Spirit will do what no man can do.
我们求圣灵做人手所不能做的工作。
That you will make these words alive to us.
你使这些话成为真实的对于我们。
And you'll use these words to do something deep in us.
你用这些话在我们里面做深入的工作。
That we would have this deep foundation.
我们可以建立在这个非常深的根基上
That is supported upon the rock
能够被磐石所建立
And that we will discover even in our own experience
甚至在我们自己的经历中
That you are the one who promised
你是那位向我们应许的
That you are the one that is able
你是那个有能力成就的。
And above everything, you are the one that is faithful.
更重要的是，你是那位信实的。
In that wonderful testimony the Apostle Paul gave,
所使徒保罗所讲的那个非常美好的见证。
Faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it.
那位向你活所招你们的是信实的，也一定会成就事情。
We thank you, Lord, for these words.
我们感谢你向我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 谢谢。